Hello, my name is Professor Smadar Rosenzweig. Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today, we will be studying Sefer Iyov Perek Lamed Gimel, Chapter 33. To recap Chapter 32. In the last chapter, we were introduced to a new individual. His name is Elihu ben Barachel, Elihu who God blessed from the family of Buzi, from the family of Ram, who Rashi identifies as Avraham, Avinu, our patriarch. The chapter begins with a condemnation of the friends and Iyov. Elihu is upset with the friends, and he's upset with Iyov, because none of them had good answers. The friends did not have a good response to Iyov's accusations against God. And Elihu was also upset with Iyov, because Iyov thinks he is more righteous than God. That can't be. But Elihu was also upset with the friends because they could not answer Iyov and they condemned Iyov. As we see from Elihu's own words, he comes off as a young whippersnapper. He said that he's younger than everybody, waited to say his piece. He thought wisdom rests with the elderly, but he was wrong. God picks to whom he wants to give wisdom, and he picked me. So listen to my rebuttal, says Elihu. None of you did a good job, and I won't use any of your arguments. I'm bursting with my opinion. So give me relief so I can let loose. I'll tell it like it is and won't embellish any of my words to satisfy anyone. The theme of this response of Elihu is that pain and suffering are a message from God. Elihu is going to have four basic ideas that he wants to give over. And the first one is that pain and suffering are a message from God, not necessarily a punishment, but a message from God. Elihu introduces his words with an appeal to Iyov. Ve'ulam shmana Iyov milai, v'chol dvarai ha'azina. Listen to me, Iyov. Listen to all that I have to tell you. Hinena patachti pi dibra lishoni b'chiki. I'm opening my lips and my tongue forms words in my mouth. You see that Elihu, every time he wants to speak, gives a huge introduction. We saw that all of our previous perek, chapter 32, was all a flowery introduction to how he's young and smart and can give the right answers. And even here, he gives a whole introduction. Yosher libi amarai, v'da'at sfatai barur milelu. My words speak of the uprightness of my heart, and my lips only speak honestly, right? We see that he's very humble, Elihu. Ruach kel asatani, v'nishmat shakai techayeni. The Spirit of God formed me. The breath of Hashem sustains me. The breath of God sustains me. Im tuchal hashiveni, ercha lefanai hityatzva. If you can answer me, argue against me. Take your stand. Elihu welcomes Iyov to answer him. Henani keficha lael, mechomer korat digamani. You and I are the same before God. I too was made from clay. Hine emati lo tevaatecha. Ve'achpi alecha lo yichbad. You are not overwhelmed by fear of me. My pressure does not weigh heavily on you, which is so interesting. Iyov really wants to speak to God, but Elihu is saying, I'm the next best thing. Because we're the same before God. We're both humans, made of clay. So we're on the same level. Listen to my words. I'm going to tell you how it really is. Elihu is saying to Iyov, I'll say my opinion, and if you can, you respond. We're like equals, so there is no pressure, so we could have this conversation. You really thought you wanted to speak to God? Of course God's not going to answer you. But talk to me, as we said before. I'm the next best thing. Elihu begins. Okay. You say, Iyov, that you are guiltless and that God is punishing you unjustly. However, says Elihu, that's not true. Because, and this is one of the most important lines of Elihu, he has a few, but this is one of them. Hen zot lo tzadakta e'eneka ki yirbe eloka me'enosh. In this you are not right. I will answer you, because God is greater than any man. Now, Elihu doesn't just mean, oh, God is greater than man. Man's not as great as God. What Elihu was really trying to say, and we're going to see that in all of his four speeches, is that man is nothing compared to God. It's so different. God is so vast, so powerful, so above man that you can't even fathom God. Madua elav rivota ki chol dvarav lo ya'aneh. Why are you complaining that he's not replying to your charges, that he's not answering you? Because God doesn't have to answer you. God does whatever God does. And when God gives you pain and suffering or things happen to you, ki ve'achat yedaber el uvishtayim lo yishurena. Because God really speaks time and time again to man, but God does not perceive it. You know the idea, are you listening to your messages? That's what Elihu was saying. God is speaking to us all the time in different ways, not through prophecy today, but different things happen to us and we have to find God in them. We have to look for the answer of why is this happening to me? What should I be learning from this? What should I be thinking about this, perceiving about this? So, ki ve'achat yedaber kel uvishtayim lo yishurena. God is speaking to us all the time. Chezyon laila binfol tardema lanashim bitnumot alei mishkav. Maybe it's in a dream, says Elihu. Az yigule ozen anashim uvemosaram yechtom. Then he opens man's understanding. Mitzudat David explains, what is Elihu trying to say? God is greater than everyone, anything. God speaks to humans all the time, but they are not understanding his messages. They're not listening to their messages, right? God punishes them so they will repent. Pain and suffering, says Elihu, spares human beings from worse consequences. So Elihu was saying, you're not being punished with your pain and suffering, but God is trying to give you a message through these things that are happening to you. So listen to your messages, says Elihu. What should you do? Vayiritzehu vayar panav bitrua, vayeshev le'enosh tzidkato. Why? Because he starts the pasuk with ye'etar el eloka, meaning if you daven to Hashem, ye'etar el eloka, vayirtzehu vayar panav bitrua, vayeshev le'enosh tzidkato. If you pray to God and your prayer is accepted by God, then God's presence will be like a shout of joy. Bitrua, like we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And then he's going to pay back the person with his righteousness. What is Elihu telling Eov? Let's assume that you did not sin. I'm agreeing with you that you did not sin and that this is punishment for sin. But when God does something, there's a reason. And You have to daven, pray to God. And once you do repentance, not because you sin necessarily, but just to make yourself better, just to look inwardly. This is a message from God. Think of what you can learn from this. And then you will be returned to righteousness. This is the view of Elihu. Lahashiv nafsho minishachat leor biyom hachayim. Why does God do all this and bring sometimes pain and suffering to individuals? To bring him back from the pit, that he may bask in the light of life, which means these things have happened to you, Eov. It's a message from God. What should be your response? Pray to God, not because you sinned and you have to do tshuva specifically for these things, but obviously you've been alienated from God. This is a way to reach out to God when things happen, pain and suffering. See it as a vehicle to come closer to God. Hakshev Iyov, Shmali. Hacharesh v'anochi adaber. Listen to me, Iyov. I'm telling you something different than the friends, right? They kept on saying, oh, you sinned, and that's why you're getting your punishment. You're sinned, and you're getting these punishments. I'm not saying you sinned. I'm just saying there are messages here. God is trying to say something to you. What are you going to take out of it? Do you have anything to answer me, says Elihu? Im yesh milin hashiveni daber, ki chafatzti tzadkecha. If you have what to say, answer me, speak to me. I want to hear what you're saying, and I want to vindicate you. Ki chafatzti tzadkecha, which means I want to make you a tzaddik. I want to vindicate you. All the other friends wanted to make him guilty, evil. And Elihu says, no. I want to vindicate you in this argument, in this event. Im ayin atashmali, hacharesh va'al fecha chokma. But if you have nothing to answer back to me yet, listen to the rest of my discussion, and I will teach you wisdom. So Elihu responds to Eov that a little good goes a long way. Rashi explains, verse 22 to 23 to 24, that even if only one angel among thousands is defending you, God will listen to that angel and forgive you. So pray and repent. Do tshuva. Im yesh alav malach melitz echad mini alef lahagid la'adam yishro. Even if there's only one angel that says, oh, you did amazingly, you're good, then, oh, good things will happen. So one prayer, one tshuva can really turn everything around. What's ironic here? It was that one angel, the Satan, who convinced Hashem, convinced God, to put Eov on trial, even though he was good and upright, God-fearing, and shunned evil. But what Rashi is explaining about this pasuk and these ideas is that if you do tshuva, if you pray and repent, then you could turn everything around. So to sum up, Elihu tells Eov that they're equal in wisdom, and despite his young age, he will answer Eov, and he wants to vindicate Eov. God comes to humans through dreams, suffering, and illness that are messages to awake a person to repentance and prayer. And if you listen to me, says Elihu, I will teach you wisdom. In the next chapter, chapter 34, Elihu, after another introduction, will continue his response. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther, Bat Tzvi Yosef.